You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
King of the Court Podcast.
King of the Court Podcast.
Season 4.
Season 4, episode 00.
10.
So, Stevie, it's been like only a month and you still remember?
Yeah, absolutely.
We've been missing. Frank Kamenetsky.
There's been a lot of rumors about what's happened to us in the past month.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of us said we pulled a Ben Simmons as soon as we found out he got traded. We froze up.
And no, we broke up like the Nets. I'm Harden.
Yeah.
And I'm going to another podcast.
I was because
y'all motherfuckers pissing me off.
You started watching wrestling.
That's it. I'm going to what's Julio's podcast?
I'm going to take my capital.
I'm going to the Almanac Show and just scream with Andy all day.
That's exactly what we're going
to do. Watch Chris Best's highlights to get ready.
Put Sean in the master lock.
Jules and Dre, you listening?
We had internal struggles.
We had some podcast beef, you know, a little
capital.
Bit. We had some little Joe Button podcast beef. Sean being Joe Buttons and me and Stevie being Maul and Rory, of course.
A lot of subs being thrown. No,
a lot of ad money that we haven't been seeing.
A lot. When's the last time you even heard the ad?
You know, isn't it got a new couch with the ad money? You know, but it's all good. It's all love.
It's a whole new set.
Yeah, you got Maybach seats up in here, recline.
We were promised video equipment.
Oh, that never happened. We had one video.
And we're sitting on new couches now.
We had one clip.
Hey, you show up to work. Hey, you had video equipment.
We had to be on, we're on strike.
I took the pod money and bought video equipment.
And then he plays games with the schedule.
You got to want to come to work.
He switched the schedules. He subs me in the chat all day. You know? Guys, we got some real beef.
I think it's like David Stern.
The thing is,
it's like David Stern right now.
It's a little bit because the Lakers suck, so he's upset.
It has nothing to do with it.
I think so. The Knicks happens equally.
It's like
he goes into LeBron playoff mode every time the Lakers lose. Like it's zero dark 30 for like a whole day. It's quiet.
Oh, facts.
Chat's quiet.
Especially if they lose to the Clippers. Yo.
Oh
man.
He went missing.
Well, I'm quiet anyway because you guys get to watch the games live during the week. I'm at work.
I don't get to. I've been watching.
I'm not active in the chat at night unless I'm off because I'm trying to. I watch every single possession. So I wait until it gets quiet and then I watch the game.
So you wait to see LeBron choke in the fourth?
In every single possession.
So you guys see that about 12 o'clock. I watch it about 3.
Pass the ball to Melo. That was the good pass.
Shout out to Malik Monk for bagging Iggy Azalea, like he said he was years ago.
Shoot your shot. It's all right.
He took Nick Young's spot on the team and off the team.
It's okay. I applaud that.
She missed the league.
Shout out to LeBron subbing Rob Pelinka.
Why does everybody believe that he was subbing Rob?
Because he is.
So excited. Because he said shout out to Sam Presti? Yes. And he was also excited.
Why can't he get...
Also, he was talking about,
see, that's the
I will
problem.
Leave wherever to play wherever my son goes. He was also talking way too highly of the Cavs and referred to himself as a Cav.
Yep.
Because... Listen.
Yeah,
he knew he was going...
He knew he was going back to Cleveland.
Nah, listen.
It's All-Star Weekend.
LeBron is the biggest front runner ever. He sees the Cavs looking good. He's like, how can I get back home?
There we go. Because I said it months ago, he sees a young, talented roster, and he gets so excited. So excited. He wants to go there every time. But look, OKC, sees Josh Giddey, he's getting giddy. So excited. Ooh, Presti's
because
so
that
great.
Because that brings him back to when he enjoyed the game, maybe, when he was young.
Oh, he's not enjoying it now, right?
Probably not. No, it's every year he has to win a championship.
This year he doesn't have to win. He doesn't have to win this year. His partner, he picked the wrong partner.
I don't think so.
Hey, guys, I'm a Cav.
I don't think so.
Listen, AD is not that guy.
But AD's been injury prone.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the thing when he first joined. Reset it. LeBron is hitching his final legacy to someone who's always hurt. I told you that.
I consider
if AD is healthy, what he was in the bubble, they win. Ever since then, he hasn't been healthy.
Yo, I have not fallen for any of those fake tweets, but yesterday I read from Ballsack Sports that AD is going to be out until mid-April.
Because he fell off the table. Hurt the uninjured ankle.
And I almost believed it. I didn't check the source. I was like, what the hell? How did this happen?
Sports is definitely the most hilarious shit ever, because it'd be looking like shit that's like credible. And then you'll see somebody like, you got sacked.
He fell off his chair. He fell off the table. That's believable to me at this point.
Oh, yeah. It said the training table collapsed and he fell and injured the uninjured ankle.
And I wouldn't be surprised.
The way his luck has been going. But the last two injuries he had were freak accidents. I'll give you an example of two seasons which are almost identical at this point, right? Two teams. Anthony Davis hurt, what was his, MCL? Was a sprain or something like that when he had to hurt the knee a few weeks ago?
MCL, I believe.
All right. Freak accident. Ron pushed off, forgot who it was. Dude fell back, went into Anthony Davis's knee. Anthony Davis, 7 feet tall, is not that much protecting your knee anyway. Over 200 pounds, something grown man, falls full speed on your ankle. You're going to be out. Doesn't matter who you are. Kevin Durant is the same exact injury, almost on the same exact spot on the court. I think Anthony Davis is around the top of the key. Kevin Durant is under the basket. Same injury. About 2 weeks later, no one says anything. No one says anything.
Okay.
Listen. The Brooklyn Nets just lost like 9 games, 10 games. You guys did not say anything.
First of all, I've been talking shit about the Nets.
They lost 9 games. They were in first place.
Yes. No, the Nets are in ninth place.
And now they were in first, and now they're in ninth with us.
Yeah.
In a different conference.
Where y'all belong.
And no one has
both
said
the Lakers,
anything.
I have said a lot.
Anything about it. Media doesn't criticize them at all.
Yeah, because they don't even talk about them. The difference: Kevin Durant's hurt, and LeBron James isn't.
LeBron James has been hurt.
He's been playing this.
LeBron
whole time.
James missed about 20 games. That's a lot for LeBron. That's like 4 seasons.
Did he play versus the Clippers? Yes or no?
This time, yes.
Okay, and they lost. He cannot lose to the Clippers.
Why can't he lose to the Clippers?
Because that's rule number one, especially without Kawhi and Paul George.
They've been beating us the whole season.
Yeah, that's good. Y'all 0-3 against them.
The whole season.
Without Paul and Kawhi.
No, Paul George played in the first game, I think.
Don't worry, Kawhi's coming back.
But we doubled back on his praising of all these GMs and his slights to Pelinka.
And praising
the Cavs. He came back to L.A., said, oh, sorry, hey, I was a little excited. Don't want to be anywhere else but Los Angeles.
Do we want to jump right into All-Star Weekend? Because this is what I was gonna say. Everybody who was in a losing situation, who went out to All-Star Weekend, kind of got like a break. Yeah. Got to play with good teammates. Got to reset. So that's really what I looked at that as for LeBron. I was like, oh, this is a breath of fresh air.
It was a lot of networking. You could tell there was a lot of networking the way the teams were. It felt a little more prevalent this year. You know, they're all cool, but I don't know. That was kind of the big thing. It was like, what is there to do? There's not much here in Cleveland. So they were all just hanging out and just networking and like, all right.
Like, why
even
can't
the dunk contest and 3-point shooters?
Shout out to Cat. I can't believe he won that.
Why?
God, I just didn't think he was going to win over all those other shooters.
If he would have had a Laker out there, Luke Kennard would have won.
Do you think he's the best shooter of all time? Best big man shooter?
Not in game. Not in game.
Nah, there's a couple other shooters.
Still Dirk. Still Dirk.
Still Dirk.
In game, it's still Dirk. Like he's shooting it well, but the moments, like first of all, you have to get to a moment to even be in that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There's no postseason moments. There's no postseason.
Yeah, it was that one.
Yeah, but what was the shooting?
He's
not a better shooter than Steve Novak.
I thought about Novak. I didn't want to say
Steve
anything.
Novak is 6'10".
Novak is one of my favorite players, players.
But Novak had a few years. That was it.
Stevie, moments. Yeah,
let's talk about Kyle Korver, Ben Simmons shooting coach.
So all it took was him getting traded to Brooklyn to get
a shooting coach?
To get Kyle Korver as a shooting coach?
What about one of the greatest Philadelphia 76ers is now training him to be a weapon?
let's run it back.
Crazy, right?
Ben Simmons was traded for James Harden. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons, Curry, a bunch of picks.
Drummond.
That, I think that's the biggest piece.
Drummond was a good pick.
And the trade.
And then James Harden went to Philly. Pretty much.
If you watched the game last night, Drummond was busting his ass.
Drummond's a big motherfucker.
Big, strong, knows how to play. Veteran.
He only looks small versus Embiid because Embiid owns him.
Oxtail, rice, and peas.
Well, for that roster, they were really slow at the front court.
Embiid owns him.
What, yeah. Drummond?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why he signed with him.
And then now he's going to own him more.
Probably.
I can't wait to see that matchup, though.
Which matchup?
Sixers-Nets, but the Nets at full strength. Kyrie's amazing.
Can Kyrie play there?
He could play in Philly, yeah. He just can't play.
Yesterday. Did he play
in Milwaukee?
He played yesterday in Milwaukee. Yeah, he could
play in Philly. Milwaukee. But by the time playoffs come, they're probably going to lift the ban.
I hope not.
Why not?
Because then Kyrie wins.
Don't do it this season.
Why not?
It's disrespectful. Do it next season.
Why is it disrespectful?
It's super disrespectful.
Disrespectful to who?
Everybody who lost their job. Do it for everybody. Don't just do it for athletes.
It's not going to do it for the NBA. They were going to do it for the city. That's why they say he can't follow the rules. So they'll probably do it before the playoffs.
Do it next year.
Because he did say he wants to.
Wait, you want
to
keep people out of work now? Yeah. That don't want to vaccinate?
Yep. Yeah.
Do it next year. That's not fair.
Do it next year.
That's not fair.
Don't do it this year.
Don't be like that just because you get your fancy vaxes.
Nah, do it next year. It's not fair.
It's not fair to who?
It's not fair to those people who had to make that choice between.
They could get their job back.
What they believe in and their employment.
They could probably come back.
Athletes, no. Give them next season. Don't do it in this season.
They brought the crowds back.
That's money.
End of the season. Kyrie's not money?
I ain't talking
about Nets
Kyrie.
The Nets are not money?
I'm just saying. That's not right. It's not right.
It's right. He's not even in your conference.
It's not right. I don't care if he's in my conference, he's in my division, or if he's down the block. It's not right.
Nah. He can play everywhere else. Oh, you're not going to let him play in New York?
Be playing right now, period.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not going to let him play in New York? Oh, you can't. Oh, here, you can play in New York. Shit, Nick's got to play him.
Is stupid because a visiting player who's not vaccinated can play.
Rule is done.
And that's exactly why all of it should just be
redone. So he should still be playing.
It should be redone for next season.
He called it out for how stupid it is. He should be playing. There's no reason why Bradley Beal could walk into the same building, play in a game, and you have to bench the same the player on your team. I think you should bring him back as soon as possible, as soon as you could let the mandate end. Not about seasons. It's about health and safety, and if they want to relinquish it, you should be allowed to. It transcends basketball, so if he can come back, he should be able to.
How come people aren't getting COVID right now?
Cause it's over.
Nah, it's not over.
It's over. It dropped 98%.
It's not over yet.
Cause we all got it.
Who's we?
We passed through and we all got it. Whoever's supposed to get it.
I never caught it yet.
I didn't catch you the strand, bro.
You don't know if you caught it.
Nah, I never caught it.
You don't test all the time. And you could have not tested.
Nah, he was testing and I was testing.
I test all the time.
Nope. I wasn't testing all the time, but I was testing.
I have at least 40 state take home tests in my house.
So it wasn't meant to be.
I just don't get mad because I never caught it.
Wasn't meant to be. I'm just mad I didn't give it to you.
No, I don't like niggas. So that's the thing. You socialize. I don't socialize. You went to the gutter gala.
And they got you.
And they got you. Me, I don't socialize. I don't like people. And that's why I never got it. My daughter had it and I never caught it because I don't even like her.
You go to sneaker drops.
Yeah, but I'm masked up.
Like with mad sneakerheads. They don't even shower.
I was the second person in the city to get the shot. That's a fact. That black Haitian lady, and then it was me. And then I got my booster. I'm boosted.
That booster fucked me up last week.
This shit didn't even bother me.
I got a boost.
No, that shit is night and day, literally. I took it Friday morning. I was fine. Saturday morning, I got up. I went to the gym. I was fine. Saturday afternoon, I was fine. I got up to go to work Saturday night, and I looked horrible. I felt horrible. By Sunday morning, by the time I got off and came home, I felt like nothing happened to me. It was like the worst 8 hours ever.
Do your own research, man. You see? I got it. I got a natural immunity.
I guess.
But it dropped. It's fading away right now. It'll come back in June when we get a little too excited.
You know what's kind of crazy? Seeing people's faces now that, like, you don't have to wear a mask everywhere now, and you see people's faces you haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, some people should keep the mask on.
Yeah, a lot of people need to keep that mask on. That's why people ain't taking them off.
I like it too. I wear sunglasses and a mask. You can't see me.
That's how I was rolling when I first started selling the mask.
It's great.
That's exactly when I started buying more sunglasses.
I was hiding.
Oh boy, eyelashes were at all time sales during this pandemic.
Super chapped under that mask.
Dehydrated the motherfucker. You guys didn't talk about the Knicks. Why?
What is it to talk about?
Oh, we can talk about the slam dunk
contest. Obi Toppin.
Talk about Obi Toppin won the slam dunk contest like he should have won the last year.
It was Obi's a marquee performance. I didn't.
Jalen Green should never dunk again.
Why?
One of the greatest.
He's a great in game dunker.
It was one of the toughest.
He's a great in game dunker.
Contest.
Well, that's
of
the
all
same
time.
Thing with LeBron. He's an in game. He can't really get jiggy in a dunk contest. He's just an in game.
That's why
dunker.
Niggas don't. That's why motherfuckers don't. Well, I'll let you guys say what you guys are gonna say, and then I'll get into my take.
What?
Players don't go. There's no and ones. There's no street ball like it used to be.
No,
players in the NBA do not dunk.
LeBron
like
James
they used to.
Is too stiff.
My take on the All-Star Weekend and my take on
All-Star
the slam,
Weekend sucked. I don't my get take, hype for it no more.
My take on the NBA dunk contest, and I'm emphasizing NBA because people have these little stupid-ass ideas that have nothing to do with the NBA players itself. But my take with the NBA All-Star game is that the NBA fucking, I mean, dunk contest. This is the fucking dunk contest. It's like 40 years old.
It's not that.
What? No. What haven't you seen?
Oh, this
that
shit.
Dunk that Obi did where he threw it around his back and jumped over homeboy clean. Oh, that's an 8. Nick, what?
It's because it's stupid people like Kenny Gordon. Smith who did the worst dunk ever. He did
that was like
to
three.
Himself.
That was like three different dunks back in the day. That was like a 50 separated.
Is Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine ruined it the year they went all out?
How did they ruin it? They said the dunk contest was back.
Yeah, because they used all of their dunks.
Like, how much has the human race evolved? That
you know what it is? Obi Toppin is 6'10".
That makes that dunk even harder.
I know, but people just, they don't. I bet you if he was like 6'5 doing those dunks, they would have all got 20s.
But those are gym. Those are gym dunkers. There's no
first of all, people.
Those are in-game dunkers, though.
People
those
are not really people. People are not looking at the degree of difficulty of these dunks because of how they're making them look, right? And some of these dunks have been done before. People aren't looking at the fact that that motherfucker 6'10", dunking over somebody else, or over how tall he was, but the distance that he jumped over homeboy doing that dunk. That's how true. Can you go? That's an 8. Even Jalen Green throwing it through his legs like that and dunking it backwards. Like, oh, that's an 8. That's a 9.
Well,
those are 50 dunks.
They were missing their first attempts, too, though.
Well, I didn't watch it live like everybody else, and so you guys sat through all of those missed attempts?
When they were missing those attempts, they were retrying the same dunk over and over again, knowing that if they didn't have enough air the first time, or not knowing, not realizing, they didn't have enough air the first time, they weren't going to get it on the fourth attempt, third attempt. They were going to lose the air. The
Stevie,
momentum.
Even doing that dunk 5 times is hard in itself.
Yeah. I got
how
a hot
energy
take.
Energy that takes?
They should not play the All-Star game no more.
The All-Star game is fine.
All-Star game is fine.
It's terrible. The All-Star game is fine.
If Steph didn't wild like that,
The All-Star game is fine. Like the All-Star game is fine. All right, so this is what you have to realize, right? We're spoiled because of what we grew up watching in the All-Star game. What you have to realize with this format now is that they're playing for a charity every quarter. So you're not going to play fucking lockdown defense for that quarter because then you're no
but
money,
they had to change it because
no money's
no,
going
they weren't
to
paying
the charity
any defense anyway.
The fourth like no quarter, money no no defense. No. They're playing they score in the early on there's you know they get the open threes and the dunks to run up the score and then like the last 2 minutes they compete 2-3 minutes because like I said the winner of the quarter wins the charity. Like you're gonna want these guys to play all out if the Briarwood Bulldogs were fucking was yeah. the charity that yeah for that quarter like no
yeah
let them put points on the board
fuck them kids.
You're right.
I have no problem with
the All-Star. I have no problem with the dunk contest.
Also, storylines. When you draft the players or you have players on certain teams that are supposed to be... Like, if you had James Harden playing and he's playing on Team Durant or whatever, you would have more storylines with that. Nah. And that's what it is.
I'll be honest with you. I think...
What about Mike?
Highlights are when... generations, you have the new player. Like
I think players care too much about their image where they're not going to go all out and nobody wants to get their
the
ass.
The highlight of the All-Star game was Michael Jordan.
Was Michael Jordan.
Wilding. Uncle grabbing Mike. Asses, yoking up Luka, telling Cat, fuck you, because you bust my team's ass. He was just wilding. And he Isaiah Thomas, there. And not saying hi to Isaiah. He came at the last minute because he was at NASCAR getting drunk.
With Bubba.
With Bubba Sparks.
That was legendary.
Mike stole the whole weekend in like 10 minutes.
That's what he does.
He came through lit off the yak, that's grabbing impressive. Asses.
Straight tequila.
Choking players, rubbing Steph's head seductively.
Steph turned around and saw it was Mike and couldn't do
nothing. Steph turned around and wanted to say, what the fuck?
And he saw it was Mike and was like, I can't say shit.
Yeah, what you guys say?
You see the picture of Mary J. Blige?
Then he told Magic, nigga, play me one-on-one, nigga.
His shoes, play me one-on-one right now. He was dead serious.
Yeah, he thought he was joking. Mike was serious.
That nigga was dead ass serious.
I wouldn't be surprised he told all 75s, I'll bust your ass right here.
That's why he was so excited, because he was there with a bunch of niggas that he used to smoke, a bunch of niggas he used to take their money from gambling. He was so excited because
he was thinking that, yo, listen, we could play right now. Like, line it up. Clyde, where you at, Clyde?
How you old line motherfuckers? Line
it up. Barkley, where your fat ass at? Line it up. Yo, Mike would have, if they would have played a pickup game, that would have been better than
all. How long do we have to wait to actually hear what Mike and LeBron were talking about? We have to wait for the next documentary.
You're never going to hear about it.
You have to wait for the next documentary.
Well, a lot of people say, like, you know, one thing, Mike, he does embrace the new players. He's not a hater like Isaiah Thomas.
This guy coming. Isaiah Thomas loves the new players.
He's not a hater of the new generation.
Nah, new generation loves Isaiah Thomas. No, they come to him like the Godfather.
Nah, he's a hater.
They come to him like hand in foot, like, ooh. Yeah, they love Isaiah. Surprised. And Isaiah's entirely surprised. I thought he was a bigger hater than when he actually is. He looks like a big hater. It's just Mike. He just hates Mike. That was the only thing he hates. Mike. It's not everybody.
Speaks highly of Michael Jordan. No,
but he hates Mike, though.
He said nice things about Mike.
Nah, they hates Mike. They need to just shoot the fair one.
Yeah,
he's just mad because Mike got him off the Dream Team.
And Mike,
you don't think he deserved to be on the Dream Team
over Chris Elena?
Well, I think they always take a rookie.
Yeah, but who's he gonna take over? John Stockton? No,
at that time, yeah,
he wasn't better than John Stockton at that time.
Yes, he was.
At that time,
yes, he was.
Isaiah Thomas was mad old at that
Isaiah
time.
Isaiah Thomas was better than John Stockton
at that time. No, he wasn't. What year was that?
92.
Let me see.
Isaiah Thomas couldn't have been in the league no more than 8-9 years.
Jimmy Butler rules. Maybe like 10 years, maybe. It's Jimmy Butler rule. I don't care. We just said the same thing for Jimmy Butler. You give it to Isaiah Thomas.
Nah, you don't.
You give it to Isaiah Thomas.
Nah.
You give it to a two-time champion point guard. Bro, the Detroit Pistons.
They had 98. But no one they liked had 98 the big men on the 92 Dream Team. Somebody didn't have to play.
They had every Karl Malone.
Somebody didn't have to play. You had Malone, Robinson, Ewing, Barkley. Christian Laettner. I'm missing somebody else.
Front court two was Jazz. Two Jazz. You needed two Jazz. You need the pick and roll. Oh, we'll get him with the pick and roll.
Fuck, bro, you had, why did you even need, like, David Robinson just won the scoring title.
The only
that
one
year.
That gets a partner. Need... The only one that got should have gotten a partner was Mike.
No, Defensive Player of the Year. I think he won that year, right? David Robinson, 92.
It was MVP. It was MVP.
No. Drexler won MVP that year.
Why did you need all of that?
That's why they were beating teams by like 90 points. Isaiah wasn't that old yet, Tito. He could have played.
What year was it? 91, 92?
91, 92.
He was 30 years old.
Wow. He's a baby.
But he only averaged 18 points.
Only.
This is not this
NBA.
Now let me see John Stockton.
You gonna go to averages?
Yeah, I'm gonna see who had a better year that
and
year.
Not the fact that man just previously won two championships.
Doesn't matter. We're talking about the time. We're trying to win.
You trying to win?
Stockton averaged 16 points and 14 assists and 3 steals a game. Come on, in that year, fuck out of here. He deserved that slot.
Because of the assist?
Nigga, what? The nigga averaged 14 assists and 3 steals a game. Led the league in steals and assists, 16 points a game.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say, though, too. I'm not even going to lie.
And then that's the year they played in the finals?
Who? With the Jazz?
You bugging the
fuck Jazz
out.
The Jazz didn't play
in the finals. That was like 96. 6 years from now.
Fuck out of here. John Stockton deserved that.
The Pistons were like 2 years removed from being champions.
Mike was just saying.
That's all right. Anybody you think that was on that? Well, anybody you think that was left off of the list? 75?
Yeah.
I think Damian Lillard should not have been there, period.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dame. Dame has not one accolade.
I stand behind Dwight over AD.
Yeah.
Championship set him apart. I think that some of that was projection.
I also think Kyrie could have been on there.
Mm-mm.
I would have put Kyrie over Dame.
You would have put Kyrie over Tony Parker?
I would have put Kyrie over Dame.
You would have took the both of them over Tony Parker?
I would have had a big problem with Kyrie over Tony Parker.
Okay.
It would have been tough. Tony Parker's great, but Kyrie's it's another level of basketball.
Kyrie is. Kyrie got to play more.
I agree with that. That's the stuff that's hit.
If they took out Dame Lillard and put Kyrie, I wouldn't have said anything.
I would have been upset either way.
I like Tony.
The fact that Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and Klay Thompson or Draymond Green isn't on that list is kind of crazy.
Klay Thompson, I can understand.
Why? Because you forgot about him?
Because his career is still active.
Because you forgot about him?
No, his career is still active.
So is Damian Lillard's.
That's the problem. I still have a problem with
Damian. Okay, let me ask you a question.
No matter what. I honestly think Klay Thompson was forgotten because he hasn't played for the last 2 years.
I have a problem with Anthony Davis.
I don't have a big problem with that one.
Dwight Howard deserves it over him.
Absolutely. It's tough when you have
Dwight Howard has a better career than Anthony Davis.
Okay, we'll see if there's snubs. I'll give you a few names. Tony Parker.
But you have to say who you taking off. You can't just say.
We'll try. I'll look at the list. Tony Parker. If we can agree, you guys will say yes or no, and we'll see. Then we'll go through the list, right?
Tony Parker is like on that.
Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili.
He deserves it.
Klay Thompson.
And
Draymond Green, Dwight Howard,
yes.
Tracy McGrady. Tracy McGrady. Vince Carter.
Yes.
Seven. That's seven.
Yeah.
That's all I could think of right now.
I say Vince else? Over everybody.
Anybody else you guys could think of? I got seven. I got four that I'm standing by.
John Starks.
I got seven.
Hubert Davis.
Seven.
There's one that I'm missing, and if I remember him, I'll come back to
Julius Randle.
Maybe like 375 years from now. And they said it was 76.
Oh, Jokic.
No, too early.
What about? No, I'm saying if for AD, I would put Jokic over Anthony Davis.
No,
but we don't know that yet because when it's all said and done, Jokic would be ranked higher because of longevity, probably. And the MVP awards and accolades that could be.
Is Steve Nash on that 75 list?
Yes.
Yeah, Nash is on there, rightfully so.
I want to know, what has Damian Lillard done in his career to earn a spot? And I'm not...
Paul George is like the Dominique of this list, too. He's like right there. Like, I could see him. It's like, and when you start looking at his stats...
Oh, shit, forgot about PG.
Who?
Paul George.
Listen, if I'm Damian Lillard... I mean, if I'm Paul George or Tracy McGrady or Vince Carter, and I'm looking at Damian Lillard, he does not deserve. They need to take him out in the next 20-foot NBA.
Well, he's going to get supplanted by players, I think.
Who do you take off of the list, though?
Damian Lillard, Anthony Davis. Those two are out. That's it?
There's a.
You okay with Russell Westbrook making the list?
Yes.
Okay. There's a Dave Cowens or something that can go.
You okay with Russell Westbrook making the list over Tony Parker?
Yes.
Yes. He's done things that can never be replicated.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody else
take off the list other than maybe AD and Dame.
Unless that's, you want to get into right the there, older players, that's the only one.
You know my personal gripe. I don't think that Reggie's going on that list over Clay, but
who? Reggie Miller's in that list?
Yep.
Yeah, Reggie was on top 50.
I want Bernard King on that list.
He was close to 50.
I mean,
Reggie has a hell of a career. I don't know, man.
He does. I just don't think he got no championship.
Long I just think he don't got no MVP. He got no championship. He don't even got that many All Stars.
Everything, man. You know okay. how hard you got to make sure that Robert Horry doesn't hip check your point guard.
Okay, so look,
and you don't step onto the court 2 feet because of a rule change that happened 2 years in order for you to win a championship. You know how close the Suns were to winning a championship. It's all about circumstances. Championships are bullshit.
True, but you also got to look. He has 5 All-Star appearances, no championships. I don't know how many NBA teams. I got to look up.
Who?
No NBA defense awards.
Who?
Reggie? No NBA first team, second team defenses or whatever, anything like that or whatever. So then you look at Clay. Clay's got 3 championships in 5 years. he's, well, projected wise, he might end up passing him as well on the all time 3-point list. But even if he doesn't, how many? I forget how many NBA first or second defensive teams he's on. And he fucking guards the best player on the perimeter on every night. Who? On the other team.
From Klay one of Thompson. The best teams of all time.
Klay Thompson over Reggie all day.
He's got the most points scored in a quarter record.
They're the 80 Celtics without the 80 Celtics respect.
Who?
The
Warriors?
The Warriors.
Oh, shit.
They're the 80 Celtics. Of last decade, they were the 80 Celtics.
Well, Tito missed it the last time I talked about Steph Curry being a generational player away and a freak incident from being the best point guard of all time.
Steph Curry.
Yeah. From five in a row.
Let me tell you something.
You play a generational player and you lost a once in a lifetime freaking NBA final or just in history to Bron and then Kevin Durant getting hurt.
I don't want to know how, I don't want to say this without sounding like a hater. But it's time to, and Michael Jordan's the clear-cut GOAT, right? There's no, like, the way things are going now, it's just, it's not really LeBron's not in the, he's there, but it's not really that. We should see who's number two between Steph and LeBron now. That's the way I'm looking at it. Like,
are you talking about GOAT or best player in the NBA?
I'm talking about GOAT. Like, the way Steph changed the game.
Nah, he's got a bunch of other people that he's got to leapfrog.
Nah, he leapfrogged none of those people changed the game. Like, even the way the game is played now, is not LeBron's style of play. It's his, and they are from the same era.
No,
this NBA right here is Steph Curry's NBA.
So that leapfrogs him over everybody else?
As far as changing the game, yes. Look, historically, yes. He got the numbers to back it up. No, he's arguably the best shooter ever.
He has that.
Ever. He's got the ring.
He's the best shooter ever.
It's not arguably.
Okay, so he's the best shooter ever. He got the rings. He got the MVPs.
You don't have the hardware everybody else has.
What? Who cares about the finals MVP?
No, I'm just saying. You're talking about how do you jump him over Kareem?
Because Kareem, nobody, he didn't change the game with that sky hook. Everyone wasn't shooting sky hook. Because
they couldn't.
But okay.
And they still can't.
Listen, everybody can't shoot like Steph, but they damn try.
They try.
Exactly. He got people like, you even look at the game now, you got quickly shooting fucking 40 footers.
Because anybody can do that.
Okay, how many points does that get you?
Three. Right? But I'm saying, okay. But nobody would have dared done this shit before Steph.
How many points do those 3-pointers equal to?
Doesn't matter.
It's not equal to how many points LeBron James has put up on the court.
It's cool.
He can be the greatest player of all time. He has scored more points than everybody.
I understand. It's not about number two. I understand what LeBron has done on the court. I respect what he's done on the court, but I'm talking about the way the game, the impact on the game. Steph Curry has had the greatest impact on the game since Michael Jordan, period. Point blank, period. Everybody and their mother was trying to shoot them fadeaways like Mike and
because,
do all that
because,
crazy
because
shit.
Because it doesn't require athleticism.
What LeBron does, anybody could just run and dunk.
No, you can't.
Nobody can't run and dunk?
No, you can't.
We've reached a point in life.
No, seriously. You can't.
What separates LeBron from Giannis athletically?
You just said anybody. And
anybody
that's,
could do
no,
that.
No, no, no. No, anybody cannot dunk.
But what I'm saying is,
LeBron's
greatest skill is not running and dunking. It's his passing ability.
That's what you guys believe.
No, it's the truth. What does LeBron do better than pass on the court?
He does everything.
His IQ. Like what? What's better than LeBron's IQ?
Probably the greatest finisher.
Huh?
Probably the greatest finisher.
He's not the greatest finisher of all time. He's not. He's not. He's not. He's not.
He's
not.
He's a better scorer.
He's not. He's not a. He's not. Okay.
He's a better scorer than he is at anything.
Scoring? You mean just pure volume or the ways he scores?
Putting points up.
There's two different.
The
there's two different things.
Putting points.
It's
up
two different
on the
things.
Board.
His volume. He doesn't shoot as much as everybody else.
It's two different things because he takes.
All right. LeBron's greatest asset is his efficiency.
But see those things. He's not efficient from three, and he hasn't been his whole career.
Scoring efficiency.
What's
league average?
LeBron scores. Just he's breaking the record. Not by averages. It's just the amount of games he's played. He came in the league at fucking 18, and his durability is what's getting him the record. Mm-mm. Period. Mm-mm. It's not like, yo.
No, it's not.
Has LeBron ever averaged over 30 in his career?
Yeah.
How many times?
I think his third year in the league.
How many times?
He led the league in scoring.
One time.
And then
How does that make him the greatest scorer of all time?
And then one time, I think it was like 29.7.
How many games has LeBron played?
You just said NBA? His greatest attribute is passing.
I'm asking a question. What's LeBron's rank in games played, period?
We can look it up. It's not as high as you think.
And it's less than Kareem.
It's not as high as you think.
Kareem played a bunch of
games. Everybody that he's passed in scoring so far, he's done it in like 100 or so less games. It's the longevity of scoring 25 points per game for his entire career that's being overlooked.
Yeah, he scored 30 points twice.
Nigga, but you had to understand when he came. The people season. Kareem came into the league, he was probably like 23 already. LeBron came, he had a 5-year head start. Like if we're gonna bring this up, we have to talk facts.
When you talk totals,
Floyd Mayweather landed the most punches in people's faces because he's thrown the most punches in people's faces. Or he had the most fights. Like, you can't say, yo, this nigga LeBron scored the most points in the league in history. That's a feat within itself. But you always have to talk about he's played more games than all those other
people.
But
that's a feat also.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying to you is when you look at everybody that he's passed, that he's got to at this point, he scored more points than them in less games and attempts. So I get when you look at it and you go, Bron's played 20 years damn near, and yeah.
And he doesn't miss games. That's the thing. It's not about how many games he played, it's how many games he played.
But what you just said was all those all-time scorers, to maintain a 25-point-per-game average for your career at damn near 20 years of play is a feat in itself.
But see, we're talking about two things. But hold on. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Who has better scoring ability?
LeBron James or Tracy McGrady?
Why? What separates them? Where are you going to get that?
Because when we talk about LeBron being the greatest scorer ever, if we're just talking pure volume, when I'm talking about greatest scorer ever, I'm talking about just ways of people can score, the ability.
Well, that's why I think that he's the greatest scorer ever.
So you think that he could score better than Steph Curry or Michael Jordan or T-Mac?
What way can he score the ball?
He don't have that scoring ability.
When you guys speak about him and what he can't do in comparison, you guys don't speak about what the other guys can't do that he can do.
We're talking about scoring.
When people talk about LeBron and scoring, it's because you just said that anybody can run and dunk, and you see those are his highlights. Because they don't show the high, like shooting is what you guys love. That's why I always told y'all, I said, the jump shot looks pretty, so y'all like it. Right? Even like with Giannis. I'll go to Giannis in a minute where I think Giannis should be the MVP, right? But with like LeBron wasn't shooting the ball. It didn't look as pretty as everybody else who was shooting it. He hasn't. You know why they said LeBron couldn't shoot back in the day? Because LeBron wasn't shooting threes. If you look at his mid-range, he was hitting mid-range jump shots. He was shooting fadeaways. He was kind of doing some of this stuff that you see now. It just wasn't from three. We said LeBron couldn't shoot the three.
He
couldn't shoot the three in comparison to some of your favorites, but he was able to do everything else. That was the one knock on him. He couldn't shoot the three.
And his post game is horrible.
No, his post game is not horrible. He doesn't get to play.
They let JJ Barrera guard him in the finals. He couldn't score.
They did not let him play one on one. Now that you see him play one on one on the post, you don't want that.
No, and his
like
his
we want from like we want from him. Is unfair in comparison to everybody else is you want perfection every single game.
That's not true. Yes, it is.
Every time I watch LeBron play a game, right, and LeBron loses or some shit like that, is a comparison to like Jordan or somebody after. If he just misses a shot or he doesn't make a free throw or he doesn't done something, and it's like, yo, this is crazy. This is why even for his teammates, this is crazy. You're playing playoff basketball. Because you're going to get you to the playoffs and potentially to the finals. You're playing 100 games of playoff basketball playing with him.
First of all,
Just
that playoff thing, that playoff thing this year is on the fence right now.
It's possible.
Steph playing basketball and Jordan playing basketball is a lot prettier offensively.
That's what it is.
LeBron playing offensively.
But you guys are missing my point. The GOAT argument is not just who scores the most points, who does this, who wins the most championships. It's about impact, and Steph Curry has had a greater impact on modern basketball than LeBron James.
Because everyone can shoot the ball.
Period. Right? It doesn't matter the reason why. The point. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. It doesn't matter. The point is he's had.
That's a big part of it.
Whatever you say. If that's the point of true, my statement is true. Period.
It's a big part of it.
It's true. Is my statement true, right or wrong?
Jay, any one of us can go outside right now, including the kids in the house, and go and just shoot a three.
Okay, I'm asking you a question. Is my
nobody in this house can dunk?
Okay, is my statement
dunk anymore?
Is my statement true? Yes or no?
What?
That Steph Curry's had a greater impact on the NBA than LeBron James
currently.
Period. This era. Period.
On the court. Currently.
Period.
Currently.
Yeah, thank you. That's it. That's
had
it.
A bigger impact. Even though LeBron, how the game is currently played. Nash is the same way to Kobe Bryant.
Currently,
no.
Steve Nash is the same thing to Kobe Bryant. They changed the way the game was played.
Steve Nash didn't change like Steph did. Listen.
Steve Nash was the NBA precursor for Steph Curry. Nah, everyone started shooting threes because like and popping mid range and shooting and stopping pops. All because of Steve Nash.
Let me tell you,
Nash.
Well,
all
that's
of Steve Nash.
Watch the Warriors.
And Kobe Bryant was the better player in the league.
Watch the Warriors with Baron Davis, right? And then watch the Warriors again with Steph Curry. You just watch the NBA. Go back to that.
I got to that era before Steph, and now watch this era. I got a quick question, and it pertains to this right
now. And LeBron
here.
Was just, in that era
I just,
before
I just,
Steph.
I just want to see something, right? And he's still flourishing in both either era, whatever we're going to play.
But that's not my point.
I have a quick question. Would you say today, right, Steph's the greatest player, Steph's the greatest shooter of all time? Clearly, it's not debatable, right? So I have a question. Would you say that the defense is worse now or the shooting is better?
The defense in the NBA?
Yes, defense is better now.
No, they have more defensive schemes, but I just think the rules favor scoring. As you can see, the rules favor scoring.
The players
at this
are stronger,
point.
They're faster, they're more tentative, they have more tricks up their sleeve, they're more crafty. They were sneakier back then, and it was a lot of going around the rules. But as far as overall better prepared defenders, it's today by far.
Okay.
They communicate better. They have better language. They have better, you know, defensive plays that are run, mid-game adjustments that are played. It's much more high-level playing defense in today's NBA.
Jay, what do you think?
I believe that the schemes are better. The players are more athletic, but the rules are also favored for the offensive players. So I would say it would be harder to score in that era.
Why?
Because the rules are favored for defense. Okay, they had hand checking and all that stuff.
The first thing I asked you guys about was shooting. I said the shooting is better. Do you think the shooting is better or is the defense worse? And y'all both credited the defense, and then you also – you did say that, true. The rule changes have something to do with
the
it
rule
as well.
Change.
But now, look at – but okay.
We won't be able to say the shoot – because if they had those rules back then, Steve Kerr would have been shooting. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like you can't compare the two because the rules are different.
Didn't handle the ball.
He still would have been shooting. Steve Kerr is a fucking great shooter.
That had nothing to do with any – nobody was able to touch
him. If they played five out with Michael Jordan on the court and had just Steve Kerr parked in the corner, like, nigga, how you going to stop that?
That's kind of what the triangle was.
It really the nigga.
It's kind of what the triangle is.
But those point guards,
it's not as far away.
It's kind of elusive. Who knows if Steve Kerr never had the handle? That just wasn't his goal.
Steve Kerr didn't have the handle. Dog. He wasn't pulling a step back. Steve Kerr was not pulling a step
back. That be like, you see how like
B.J. Armstrong had a step back.
Like you see,
and there was
like,
those players though. He would shoot them.
My whole thing is like with that right and hand, and I always say like we played through hand checking. What was that stopping when you were stronger or you were faster or you had a better handle than what was the front? What was that stopping, Jay?
Nigga, that shit stops a lot.
But we're far from professional players. What you see now.
I played a nigga.
What was that stopping?
I played a nigga named Fender who used to hold a hand check, but I couldn't go nowhere. A nigga had some Haitian kind of
okay, but that was one person that you had difficulty with, like any
I hated
score.
Him. Like I could not score on
like
him.
That's
why I used to shoot from half court because that was the only way I could score because Fender was fucking holding me.
So you see what you said though, right? So can you imagine Steph having that handle and ability and being able to shoot someone who can only play them when they can get close enough to touch you?
That doesn't change any.
Like, you know, I used to crack up. I used to be like, when I first started playing, because remember, y'all got an age gap with me, and I was playing with everybody. I was one of the younger ones. But then what happened when I got stronger and I got bigger? That shit didn't work.
You still couldn't stop me.
It didn't work.
I was the greatest.
None of that shit. PAL player of all time history. None of that young man shit worked. It was, oh man. Now you're moving on the other end.
All I'm saying is this, guys. Right?
None of it worked.
All I'm saying is this. The conversation is soon, when it's all said and done, it's not going to be Jordan versus LeBron. It's going to be Jordan versus Curry. I mean, not Jordan. It's going to be LeBron versus Curry.
It's possible.
That's it. That's all I'm saying. It's not going to be LeBron and Jordan.
But I started this off saying 20 minutes ago, saying that Steph is a generational player, which is the arguable GOAT, and a freak injury, two freak injuries in a playoff series, away from five championships in a row, potentially being the fucking greatest point guard of all time, even being in this GOAT debate right now.
And he has a chance to win this year.
Okay. Right? You're saying what?
You guys
are gonna see. I just, at this point,
I'm just saying everybody compares LeBron or tries to say who's the GOAT, LeBron and Jordan. Right? Me personally, I don't think LeBron will ever get there. Now it's between.
You don't think LeBron will ever get there because we're looking at
what? No, I'm just because the simple fact, like I said, is not is all you weigh everything. Right? And then you also weigh the impact. Jordan still has an impact now over LeBron had. The person to me who had the closest impact to Jordan is Steph Curry, right? But LeBron has more accolades. LeBron has more accolades than Steph Curry, right?
Yeah.
But Steph has the impact and the accolades. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I say the greater debate is going to be Curry versus LeBron. Period. Because you know why? There's billions of kids or people that relate
to Curry
more than LeBron. Because LeBron is a once in a not even generation lifetime, once in ever type athletic player. Who could have excelled in any sport? He would have been a football player. He would have been the same LeBron James in football. He would have been a baseball player. He would have been the same LeBron in baseball. He'd have been a swimmer. He would have been the same LeBron in swimming. That's what I'm just saying. He's a freak of nature. He's like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, he's like one of those. So you can't, as a regular human being, you cannot really relate to LeBron James on that level. So that's why I say his basketball impact is not as great as Steph
exactly what I was just saying to you before when I was just saying anybody could not do that. Not anyone cannot shoot it like Steph.
But anyone can at least shoot the ball.
Listen to me.
I understand you have a great point, but it gets bigger than that. You can say, oh shit, you could watch LeBron, right? And say, I can never do that. I can't even aspire to be let because I have to be 6'8", solid muscle, fucking fast as a cheetah. You know what I'm saying? You're never going to be that. No one. No, not even an athletic niggas could be that. I don't think NBA players wake up and say, yo, shit, I could be LeBron. They know they can't. But you could watch Steph and be like, damn.
But that's why that shouldn't be overlooked.
No.
It's severely underappreciated and overlooked.
All I'm saying is the impact. I'm not saying LeBron James is better than Steph Curry, right? I'm saying that here now. But what I'm saying is, with the impact Steph had and all the accolades and the run that he's going to go on, right? The run he's going on this year, the new argument and conversation should be Curry and LeBron.
He has ways to go,
but I'm telling you, when it's all said and done, that's going to be the argument. No one is arguing LeBron and Jordan anymore. That's done. Everyone knows it's done. LeBron cannot catch him.
People have argued. But you even got. You even have, see. This is what I'm saying. If you watch everybody now, It's different. Like I said, you have, look at the faces. You have newer, you have players who just recently retired. You have younger and up and coming reporters. You have newer, that's why this debate happens all the time, because you have people who've now watched 18 years of LeBron James play. 18, 19 years of LeBron playing, where they watched his whole career, and maybe they saw the tail end of the Jordan era or whatever else they saw. The same way how you can't genetically be LeBron James is the same way how it's going to be damn near impossible to be Michael Jordan in the NBA Finals, right? But now when we're looking at the totality of their careers, the basketball players, like LeBron has all of that physically gifted and all that, and he sustained it for 18 years. Like all of these, there's been great physically.
But that's LeBron's claim to fame.
Bill Russell was an athletic freak. Shaquille O'Neal, all of these guys, Vince Carter, Michael Jordan, no one has sustained this level of athleticism.
Sean, listen.
Jay, he's in his 18th season. He's 37 years old, and he's averaging 29 points per game.
Sean, listen.
I'm not even making a case for him to be the GOAT. Listen, I'm just saying that's crazy.
That is his argument in the GOAT situation. It's not I'm better than Jordan, a better scorer, or better this. His durability and his be able to maintain that level of play so late in his career. Period. That's his claim to the thing. That's Steph's claim. Steph's claim is, I beat the king. Whether you say he had help or not, because he beat him one time alone, I beat the this generation's GOAT. I changed the game forever.
Yeah, so did Isaiah.
In the finals.
You can't beat him in the finals, but the conference finals, because they're in the same conference.
Cool. That's cool. But then
you say Steph can hit the three, though, and anybody else can do that. Before Steph came around, I never thought, and a lot of people did, thought it was possible to hit threes consistency at that level from that far.
No,
I didn't think it was possible.
Here's the thing, though. We grew up watching basketball where if you shot more than three threes in the game, you were a chuck.
Yeah. It changed the
game. Three threes in the game was your heat check.
But guess what? He changed that. Now it opened a game for James Harden to go fucking like, 1 for 30 from
like,
three.
You know what, like, I realized a long time ago, like watching Bron and saying like how you beat him. I always used to say you have to take away his vision. That's one. And you have to have more ammo. You have to have more firepower.
But didn't I tell you what's his greatest strength? LeBron is Magic Johnson. He's not Michael Jordan.
He's neither one of them.
He's more Magic than he is Mike.
But then what about the ability? What about when he has the nights when he can score and you think
he can score?
He can do both.
But has he ever put together a streak of scoring like Allen Iverson did or Kobe or Jordan?
He just had a streak early on in the season when he scored like 7-8 games of 30 something.
No, I'm talking about like 40-50 games. Like all he had never had that.
But then you got to take that's away some saying. Of the assists.
But that's what I'm telling you.
But how many of them? That's, there's only one person who's done it in recent memory, right? Who's done it at an efficient scoring clip? It's James Harden.
Yeah,
and he sustained that for like a year. You're giving somebody who, for their career, averages 27-7-7.
But I'm not.
And
I'm
you
not,
know, not even just by
I'm
averages.
Not,
at
I'm
least,
not knocking
at
that,
least
15 Sean.
15 games out Sean. Of the season, he's gonna have like 30-10.
Sean, I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying, when it comes to like scorers, when they put together, like Kobe could put together 5 straight games of 50, AI could do that. Know what I'm saying? These players, Steph could put like 43 games straight. Like LeBron's capable of doing it, but has he done it?
He hasn't done it because you're still gonna get the assist. You just
exactly.
said he's more
exactly. So that's why I'm talking about when people say greatest scores ever, even though LeBron has the sheer totality of scoring numbers, he scored more baskets than
it's not what's
everyone.
Needed.
People don't look
it's
at
not
it.
What's needed.
But Sean, I understand. But I'm just saying, people don't look. I'm not knocking LeBron. I'm just saying, people don't look at it as, yo, LeBron's one of them scorer niggas because he hasn't put together a clip of yo 50.
Nah, because
50
it's,
games.
It, because
what's LeBron's high?
60.
A lot of niggas got 60.
A lot
bro.
Of niggas don't have 60.
Melo got 60.
Kevin Durant don't got 60.
But Kevin Durant got multiple 50s. I bet you Kevin Durant got more 50s
but that's
than LeBron.
But that's not his. All right, if this
no,
nigga
but,
for
Kevin
his career
doesn't go off like
career
like that.
Career averages 7 assists a game, and you know he what is he all time triple doubles? It's like
whatever,
three or four.
what, all-time triple-doubles?
Yeah.
I'm going to find out right now.
How many in a game?
Like, he's probably going to pass Magic Johnson all-time in assists at the end of the season.
Yes.
That's not his job.
LeBron had AIDS. He's number three.
In triple-doubles.
Yes, LeBron, behind Jason Kidd.
All-time, he's number three in triple-doubles. So and he's seventh in assists right now currently, right?
Luka's gonna pass him.
It's possible. So my whole thing about it is like he scores 30, can get you 30, 40 a night, but you're also getting like eight assists.
Luka's 11 in how many years in the NBA? Three?
Yeah.
He's definitely gonna pass LeBron.
It's possible. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, like, you're getting how many of these guys are we talking about that have all these scoring performances are giving you like eight assists on that 40-point game?
But
10 people score.
But we're talking about scoring.
60.
But that's what I'm saying though. He can. That's my whole thing about it is that.
But that's
the man
why,
can
but
flat
that,
out go out.
But that's why I'm it. Telling you, he his even, great. He's not. His greatest it. Ability and is not scoring.
He even said it and then went out there and then just gave you a streak of just like.
But LeBron even said, if you ask LeBron James himself, he's not gonna say I'm not a scorer. He's not a scorer.
No, he said he can win the scoring title every night if he said he could be the leading scorer in the league every year if he chooses to.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He said that's like not
his,
who he is.
He said like his 30. Hey, that's my point.
Okay, that's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying. So.
He also
it's reality. I'm not. I never said.
And that's what I was saying. That's not what's needed for him to win the game. 40, 50 points is not what's needing for him to win the games. For some players, they don't have any other impact on the game other than that. That's what would take for them to win games. That's been my whole argument about why I'm like
shooting percentage does, and winning does, percentage are the biggest does, things LeBron
does,
has gone.
He so, does everything.
LeBron
on
James is
shots,
number six.
Jay?
He's number six. And assists. No, he's number seven in assists.
He's so behind
like
I Magic.
Said, no one was shooting like Trae Young until Steph Curry came into the world.
There would be no Trae Young like without Steph
no,
Curry.
No, there wasn't. And you have these players that are coming into the league wanting to be just like Steph Curry now.
I don't even...
Luka's built like LeBron and wants to shoot like Steph.
I don't think that there should be any more...
LeBron... Luka is LeBron and Steph.
I don't think there should be any more... But what about your Ben Simmons of the world and your Giannis Antetokounmpo's? Like, there's all... Like,
well, those are the players... Those are the players that got robbed by their shooting coaches.
Right, even Russ is like...
didn't get properly
like,
taught how
like,
to shoot.
There's all, like, little offsprings of him. Just different parts. Everybody's just not able to do everything that he does. They're just not able to.
But we're also seeing an NBA where people, if you don't shoot, we have a place for you because we have a shooter. It's kind of like having we have an offensive tackle. It's kind of like football. You have someone in that position that can shoot. We can get a defensive stopper. Because you know how hard it is to play? LeBron's proof right there. Hard is it to play both sides of the court or be the facilitator, the scorer, the rebounder.
He does everything.
The defender.
Look at the NBA Finals where he led both teams in every statistical category.
And damn near coached them through it.
But he lost.
Why is there no... All right. Third quarter just started. I was like, why is there nobody
so
there?
So just look at the level of competition or what it takes to beat him.
Yeah. The GOAT.
Takes
Stephen.
The greatest shooters of all time.
The GOAT.
Look, literally all time, everything.
The GOAT. The GOAT.
So how do you feel about everybody making moves at the trade deadline except your Knicks?
I'm cool with it because at the end of the day, now you know the direction of the team.
What's the direction of the team?
We're focusing on our future. We're not cashing out for the vets. Mm-hmm. Like now you know that's been the focus of the team for years, and they sticking to it, and I'm cool with that. That's it. They made a couple low-risk moves for vets with the Kimba thing. It didn't work out. Guess what? Sit your ass home, and you can collect your little salary, and that's it.
Okay. What about the Lakers? No moves at 2027 draft
see,
pick.
See, now, yeah. LeBron, see, the Lakers, the Lakers and LeBron, right, they're on two different trajectories. LeBron wants to win now, so he doesn't care about draft picks because he's not going to be there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he went, but the Lakers is saying, we're not going to mortgage our future to get you these last chips. We already got you the players that you want. You asked for Russell. You asked for these niggas. You could have had the fucking league MVP on your team, but you chose Russell over him. So now you, this is your team. You win with the team you asked for. You asked for Malone.
That's the easy narrative.
No, that is the narrative. The Lakers did not want to make a move because they didn't. The only way to get rid of Russell Westbrook, you would have had to add picks for someone to take that contract.
And even then, it wouldn't have been a player that you really want.
No, what I'm saying is that it's easy to say that you could have had DeMar DeRozan.
You could have.
But just listen to this, right?
DeMar even said it.
Just listen to this, though. Did I not say that I wanted DeMar DeRozan before this was even smoke? Yeah,
but the GM,
okay.
LGM, now, lead GM, said he wanted Russ.
The GM is 5-0.
He wanted Russ, bro.
The GM is 5-0.
He wanted Russ, bro.
Now my whole thing is with this, right? And this is why this is so not saying you guys, but this is like so corny, the internet, and I always say, you know, we're the media too, and I mean just in general. These are the same fucking people who 9 months ago said that DeMar DeRozan was the worst offseason signing of free agency.
There was people saying that, and because of the Steph Curry effect. He can't shoot threes.
Bro.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Like, it's ridiculous.
And now look at it, because
it's just ridiculous. It's just to look at what they were putting together and said that that was the worst
offseason. But you know why? Worst? Watching the Bulls, it makes sense, because they could play five out with Vucevic, right? And that leaves the middle for him to operate. Can't double him.
Why did that have to? I mean, obviously, you have to see it to believe it. But, like, so, like, quote unquote, expert and, you know,
because,
analyst. And all that.
Because that's not the way the league is run. The league is run like, have to be able to shoot threes.
Bro,
look at the league. They shit on players like Rudy Gobert because he can't shoot.
Let me tell you something.
When Rudy Gobert is good, you hate Rudy Gobert.
Who?
You.
Everybody, get the fuck out of here. Who hates Rudy Gobert?
Everybody.
I don't hate Rudy Gobert. What? Hell no. I don't hate Rudy Gobert. What? He's needed on every team. This is today's big. Remember when I told y'all a few years ago?
Rudy Gobert got you your chip anyway. He caused the bubble.
Yeah, the Gobert games, as I call it. Thank you. You know, how could I hate him? Every team,
Look at this.
For instance, look at fucking the championship that was won last year by the Milwaukee Bucks. Who was favored to win the championship, even with this nigga Kyrie being out? The Brooklyn Nets, because of how they play and how much offensive firepower. And the three and all this other shit like that. The three greatest scorers in their prime of all time being compiled on the same team, right? Even though, you know, Harden was hurt a little bit and Kyrie got hurt. Defense won them that fucking championship.
Facts.
Like, whatever works for the championship teams that won the championship just works. Whether, like, what Stevie was saying before, like, it's circumstances, a lot of things it take to win a championship. So some people are going to try to copycat the champions. They're always going to do that. There's going to be people that's going to copycat the champions, and there's going to be people that's going to try to build the team to beat the champions, not, like, your way. Like, that's just how it is. You're not going to get a Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. That shit hasn't been born yet, and it's two of them on the same team. So now you have to figure out how to beat them and not saying we're going to copy them. There's nothing close to them in the league to copy them with.
You got to neutralize them.
Exactly.
When you go and you get Drew Holiday.
Okay, exactly.
And you have a Middleton.
Remember last year when I said to y'all, I said, yo, them niggas got P.J. Tucker also. They're flawless defensively from 1-5.
Mm-hmm.
And they all can stretch the floor.
And Brooke Lopez is a fucking 3-D.
They're flawless from 1-5 defensively. They all stretch the floor. So now Giannis can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yo, who's the LeBron stopper? Jay Crowder?
Robert Covington the other night. That was fucking terrible.
Fresh legs, really.
Sometimes I just wish if he just turned the database off and just only program it to just score.
Who, LeBron?
Yeah. It just turns off the mind. All the fucking 2 million outcomes that can happen in 2.4 seconds. And just say, score the ball.
And he's thinking of new marketing opportunities.
Yeah, just turn all of that off. And just score the ball.
Because you know what it is? If he sees a double team, he doesn't think, because I'm going to break this double team down and score.
It's the greatest.
Even though he can.
Two of my favorite athletes of all time, two things that I think is very got in the way of them being even more successful with Peyton Manning and LeBron James. It's just too fucking smart.
Oh, Mega Mind?
It's just too fucking smart.
Big ass domes, man.
What about Kobe? When he sees the double team, what does he do?
He shoots it.
When he sees the triple team, what does he do?
He's going to shoot it. That's what Melo did. That's fine. He was like, that was a terrible
shot. Oh, let me ask you a question.
That was a terrible shot. They was
now,
like,
this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about right now. High. Who's a better scorer? Carmelo Anthony or LeBron James? Just scoring ability. Remember, not sure volume of points.
We had that conversation.
It has to be Carmelo.
We had that conversation 8 years ago when Melo won the scoring title, and I was.
It has to be Carmelo.
I was telling y'all LeBron was the greatest scorer of all time when he was on the cover of 2K14.
I'm talking about ability, not points.
I'm talking about everything. It's LeBron.
Scoring techniques.
It's LeBron. He scored. You think he's a better scorer than Carmelo Anthony?
I think he does everything better than everyone.
He doesn't shoot better than Melo. Nah, he doesn't have a better post game than Melo. And he don't have a better midi than Melo. And Melo has a better handle. This is what I'm saying.
It doesn't look pretty.
I've not.
Melo shit looks pretty.
Okay, so I'm asking you a question.
When you say
who shoots better, LeBron or Melo?
What are you basing it off of?
Who's a better shooter? Period. Just off your eye test. Who's a better shooter? We could get statistics and everything, but who's a better shooter, period?
Well, how is the proof? Well, how do you prove
it? Your eye test. Nigga, you watch both players play for 15 years. Nigga, who can shoot better? We all know it's Melo. The fuck?
Early on.
I mean.
Period.
Early.
Okay, who's the better finisher? LeBron or Melo?
Early on, it was everything you would
Melo
say.
Melo had like that.
LeBron's the better finisher. Who's the better passer?
Melo.
It's LeBron, yeah. Right? Okay, who's the better shooter? Melo. We can just say these things,
Melo's
right?
Melo's the better shooter.
Melo's the better scorer, but LeBron has more points. Scorer. He is the better scorer. I'm talking about ability.
He had better ability.
I'm talking
in
ability.
4 or 5 year span.
I'm talking about better ability. The ability to score. The moves. The shot is better. LeBron. The volume. Handle's Melo's better. The post is better.
No.
The fadeaway is better.
Melo relied more on athleticism. LeBron has better techniques.
It is.
You think what? Melo does what? I'm done.
It was.
I'm done.
The ability to shoot the ball more is Carmelo Anthony hands down. Thank it's Kobe Bryant. It's Michael Jordan. Thank it's all you. Of them. It's Kevin Durant because they shoot the ball more.
Thank you. But no, I'm talking about ability, like the eye test. The eye. Come on, Sean. I understand.
It just looks prettier.
Okay, so
it just looks prettier. That don't mean it's better.
It is better
because it looks prettier.
It's better.
It's not a physical thing. It's 2 points. It's not saying, hey, if you shoot a fucking turnaround fadeaway like this, that it looks better, you know? I mean, you're going to get more points. You're not going to get style points. Listen, still 2 points.
On the end, I'm going to end this podcast on this note. That's my hot take. Curry and LeBron is the new GOAT argument. And LeBron is winning as of right now. Now, if Curry gets another one and LeBron doesn't, It's pretty close.
He has to get at least one.
Yeah, I'm saying I still say Curry's over him. I just said it gets close.
No, I'm just saying he still has to get a Finals MVP.
What if he gets one? If he gets one and the Finals MVP, then I don't know.
Then he has to get a Finals MVP for me to even entertain it, and I still won't entertain it.
No, we'll see. That's the new. Just let's. That I'm saying this now. Redetting the GOAT. Conversation. We're deading with the GOAT conversation of LeBron and Jordan.
It took that's LeBron dead. To it's come Curry back from down 3-1 for me to believe that he was the greatest player of all time.
Okay, and he did it. I'm never taking away from him.
I was telling people it's not fair to compare anyone to Jordan because the expectations is unrealistic.
Listen, the rivalry like is right in our face.
What's the
greatest rivalry of our era? It's Curry and LeBron. It has to be. How many times they faced each other?
With everybody.
How many times they faced each other?
4 times in the finals.
And what is it? 3-1, Steph?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the fucking rivalry right there. There's no other rivalry. You could say Durant and LeBron is the rival, but when Durant was without Steph, LeBron embarrassed them.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
It's not the rivalry. The rivalry is between the two kids from Akron.
My thing is just that.
Which side are you on, Sean?
Anytime it's fair, it's not fair.
Who's the real king of Akron? That's the new question. You see, they booed Steph in his hometown, and look what happened.
That's why
he said it. Y'all booed me now.
That's why
look.
LeBron went back there pandering to the crowd.
Y'all got Steph mad, and then he starts shooting 50-footers, and not even the way he looked at Trey after he hit that one.
Because like, you're not me.
Stupid nigga. You my son.
Because you're not me. It took Steph with a 50-point performance, 16 threes, and who hit the game winner?
I knew he was gonna hit that shit. I said it. King, game over. It's over.
Get a Core Podcast, Season 4, Episode 10. We're out of here.